May the Lord give you his peace. Good afternoon, this is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. Today, I'm privileged to be joined by Father Chris Yackel. Yes. Father Chris, what's your present assignment here in the Diocese of Columbus?
Father Stosh, I'm at the Perry County Consortium, about an hour east of Columbus. So we got Atonement in Crooksville, and St. Patrick in Junction City, St. Bernard in Corning, and St. Rose in New Lexington.
Okay, I'm putting you on the spot. What's your favorite part of living in Perry County?
The favorite part of living in Perry County, besides the people, I would say, well, it's interesting. I think like it's the history there. That's something I've come to really appreciate a lot. Because of course, just down the road from us in Somerset was like the first Catholic Church, St. Joseph's, in 1818, I think it was, it was established. So, that's been really cool because our parishes kind of have a lot of history too.
Yeah, totally.
Very closely connected to that. So that's been a lot of fun to learn about, but definitely the people there are the best. Like, I love it.
You know, one of the interesting things is because of the way people move and people have transferred because of jobs, a lot of our listeners might not realize that where you are in Perry County, like you said, in Somerset, that's where the first Catholic Mass was offered in the state of Ohio.
Yeah.
And it was offered by the Dominican friars. And of course, you're just down the road.
Yeah.
Actually, you're down many roads.
Yeah, right.
If you go one road to Junction City, you go another road to New Lex.
That's my least favorite part about Perry County is the roads, because when I first got there, all these like twists and turns and ups and downs. And like when it's deer season, forget it.
Oh, yeah.
But,
totally.
But it's it's a lot of fun. So yeah, many roads to
the consortium is it's a relationship of like four different parishes, right? And then you and another priest, the pastor. Who's the pastor serving with you?
The pastor is Father TJ Lehigh. Yeah.
Brand new, right?
Brand new.
Or at least
right now.
Yeah, right. So how are things going with you and he living there and working among the people?
Awesome. I feel so blessed and also spoiled because my first year there, I had Father Mike Harchi as my pastor, who I've told this story in my consortium a number of times, but when I first became a seminarian was at the same parish as he was while he was still a seminarian. So he kind of showed me the ropes to seminary.
Wow. Okay.
So when I got ordained and became a priest and found out he was going to be my pastor, I was like, oh, it's like full circle.
Nice.
And he actually gave me my first breviary set, which I still use today.
Nice.
So that was really cool. And then Father TJ Lehigh, I couldn't believe it because he's a good friend of mine from seminary. So when I found out he was getting assigned there, I was like, yes, this is going to be great.
So that'll totally do away with any disagreements or arguments in the house.
There's going to be no problems. Everything is just going to be perfect.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, so we're entering into, you know, this message of hope on this Tuesday. Just kind of going more towards the middle of the week now, keeping in mind, you know, how life is unfolding. You know, Father, what comes to your mind when I say the word confession?
Peace.
That's nice.
Right.
I don't know that a lot of people think of peace or they think of confession.
Maybe I should say this. Maybe I should say peace after confession, like after it's been completed. Beforehand, maybe it's like a little intimidating.
It's true. I mean, the sacrament confession is something that's so beautiful, and yet it's sorely underused.
Yeah.
Probably because people get all anxious and nervous. And I mean, okay, I'm a priest of Jesus for now 12 years.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, even when I go to confession to my confessor, it's like,
it's uncomfortable. It's like, I even still have like the experience where like my heart starts beating a little bit. I'm like, it's time to confess. It's time for confession.
But then, like you said, once you walk out of the sacrament, there is that peace. And truth be told, peace is what comes to our mind. That's the adjective we use to describe it. But in reality, it's God's grace.
Yeah.
His grace is returning to our soul. His grace is returning to our heart, or his grace is increasing in our soul and in our heart. I mean, the sacrament of confession is such a beautiful, beautiful experience of God's mercy and God's grace, which then restores peace to our lives and our hearts, and especially our homes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, being a brother priest, without a doubt, I'm sure you've had that experience where someone will come up and is like, you know, Father, there's just something missing in my house. There's, you know, tension among the kids. There's tension among, you know, me and my spouse, or there's tension between the parents and the kids,
yeah.
Tension between our house and the neighbors. And, you know, there's like this little list of things that I use as a checkoff. And one of the first things I ask is like, well, when's the last time you made a good confession?
Yeah.
And that's usually the best way to, you know, introduce silence.
Yeah. Because
then they just stare at me. But it's so true. Like, yeah. If we want peace in the world, we have to first arrange for peace to be in our homes. And if we want peace in our homes, we have to make peace between ourselves and the Lord.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, you and I as priests, you know, there's not much we can say about the sacrament itself with regard to the faithful because we are under the seal of confession.
Right.
But we are in sales, you know, and we are here to make a sales pitch on, you know, return to God's peace, return to God's grace, return to that experience of hope, return to that reality of living in union with the Lord. And, you know, just kind of keeping in mind, how long have you been a priest now?
Just over a year.
Okay, so just over that year. So you've already had, without a doubt, the experience of how needed confession is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And how much people need that reality of healing and restoration and reconciliation. Mm-hmm. You know, the official title of the sacrament, Sacrament of Reconciliation. You know, just, you know, in that experience you've had of helping people realize, helping them confess, helping them receive God's grace and to be forgiven, you know, what comes to your mind in making that sales pitch to someone who might like, it's been like 43 years since I've gone to confession, or it's been 4 years since I've gone to confession, or it's been like 4 months. And it's like, I know I need to go, but too bad I can't. It's like, no, you got to.
Well, I guess like I have two things come to mind. First, I'll share a quick story.
Sure.
When I was younger, I was terrified of confession early on. Like, so this wasn't my first confession. I think this might've been like my second or third confession. My family, my parents would bring us to like the penance service, like in Advent or Lent or whatever. Mm. And I remember, this must've been like third grade probably. And we went to this church and I did not want to go. I was like terrified. So much so that I think I started crying.
Yeah.
That we were going to confession. I was like, I don't want to go there again. And so my dad actually like walked me into the confessional and was like, hey, Father, here's Chris. He's really nervous, but he's here for his confession. And then he left. And the priest was great, like walked me through it. And I think that was like big for me.
Sure.
Early on. Yeah. Because that made me realize like, one, the priest, even if you don't know exactly how it goes, or if you forget, you're nervous about the process or confessing your sins, the priest is going to walk you through it.
Right.
So like that was a huge thing, but also realizing that this is all about the Father's mercy.
Yeah.
Like it's not about just like, how dare you?
Exactly.
But really realizing like the priest wants nothing more than to be a vessel of God's mercy in that sacrament, to be able to extend the mercy. So that's the first thing I would say is like, it is intimidating, but like once you get in there and do it, and once if you realize that it really is about the Lord's mercy, and the priest will do his best to walk you through that, even if it's been 40 years.
Yeah.
They know, they've heard enough confessions to know like how it goes and how to lead you through the process.
One of the things that's beautiful about your witness right there is that your father was present.
Yeah.
I mean, your dad walked you into the confession. And I think that's something that, you know, if you're listening to this message of hope and you have been privileged to be graced with a child, the best way to bring that child of yours into the mercy of God is by walking them to the Father's mercy.
Yeah.
And going yourself.
Right.
You know, and giving witness and giving an example and not not being a slave to perfection. It's like, I can't let my children know that I go to confession. It's like, no, that's actually the best example to show I need God's grace too.
Yeah.
I'm your dad. I need God's forgiveness.
Yeah,
I need his mercy.
Right, exactly.
And to be present there, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I mean, what a beautiful witness and what a beautiful account. And so, you know, props and kudos to your dad
yeah, yeah.
for being able to see my son is terrified. I know. And so I'm going to walk him in.
Right.
And also to give the heads up to the priest.
Yeah.
So is that, you know, the priest could also express his spiritual paternity and to kind of know, okay, this is where the penitent, this child is. So I'm just going to make sure I can walk them through. And, you know, if you're out there and it's been a while, there's nothing wrong with going and saying, okay, Father, it's been a while
and
I'm not so up on where I'm supposed to be on how this goes.
Yeah.
Just, there's no reason to hesitate, no reason to be afraid.
Right.
To give the priest, the confessor, that heads up, and so that he knows.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know there's a lot of people who think a lot of different things of priests, but most of us don't have the gift of reading minds.
Yeah, right.
So, so someone comes in, and especially when there's like that pause, and it's like, I have a feeling there's someone there, but I don't know for sure.
There's also been times where I literally don't know for like a couple minutes. Like it's happened before, where someone's come in, like, but I don't hear anything.
Right.
And not even like a door close, and then eventually I hear like a cough or something. Oh man, someone's here.
It's true. Yeah. But just that simple, you know, there's that opportunity to just give a heads up, you know, just to say, hey, Father, I'm here. It's been a while.
Yeah.
But, you know I need to be forgiven. Yeah. I want to be forgiven. I want to be healed. I want to be restored in God's mercy. You know, so there's opportunities to go to confession when the priest is already in the confessional, but then there's also the opportunity to call the parish and ask, you know, I would like to schedule a confession. You know, we'll just keep things, you know, discreet. It's not supposed to be a drama.
No.
It's not supposed to be like the me show or the padre show.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be a show.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be life. It's supposed to be healing and forgiveness. This is Father Stosh Daly on your Daily Message of Hope, joined by Father Chris Yackel, and we both pray that you may experience the Lord's peace and hope.